Blog Talk Radio.
Fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, I got me a bin. Came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, you got me a bin. I came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Got all them bitches on 10, they pulled up in a new Benz. Swinging my chain, my diamonds they hollin', I shine. These bitches they hollin' my name, the boy in the game. Niggas they whip it, they flip it, but me I don't see it, just get it. I come and collect, diamonds they jump on my wrist and they jumpin' up off of my neck. Look how I flex, touchdown in the Sonoma. Plenty weed smell the aroma, came in from humble. Now I got money by the phone. If you want to, we'll front you, don't pay me, I done you. I'm fresh out the street on Miami with heat, but I'm in Atlanta with the hammers. Nigga, the tool in your feet, yeah, the shot off of me, man, I'm just a dope boy in my jello. Fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, I got me a Benz. Came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. I'm fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. I'm fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. Came with a bitch and a friend, and I got all them bitches on 10.
Money up, that's for the cash. I spend it, I get it right back.
Off of the money.
Finessing these niggas for damage. The AR is holding a 100.
You niggas don't want it.
I swear that you niggas don't want it. My niggas is hungry for honey.
Hey, we want the money.
Damn, nigga, we want the money. Keep playing, I'm snatching your woman.
Look.
All she want is the cash. Your girl gon' give me some man.
I already know it.
All I want is the cash. You got it in crunkity bag. Low, low. You only live once, so I'm riding in a two though. Got the bitch on my dick with a stick on the way to the west side with a half a brick, nigga.
Hey,
hey, you want it, go get it. You know that I got it.
Know that I got it.
You try me, little nigga. You know that I pop it.
Know that I'm poppin'.
The hot boys is with me. You know that they eat.
You know that we eat.
With Madison
Glock.
Fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, I got me a Benz. Came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. Fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, and I got all them bitches on 10. I'm fresh off a jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. It came with a bitch and a friend, I got all them bitches on 10. I'm fresh off the jet, Cuban link swing on my neck. I landed on money and six, just got me a Benz. Came with a bitch on the friend, and I got all them bitches on 10.
That was the whole thing about living in that world, in that game. Money, clothes, jewelry, and women. Those four things in that order, you know.
Yes, we are live. We are live. This is Gossip and Hip Hop. It's your girl, Miss. I'm number O.
We here.
What's going on, Jers?
I have such a little new addition in my home. His name is Prince, and he is such a sweetheart.
Word. This is a puppy.
He's a little puppy. And,
oh, that is so adorable.
Yeah, I could have put a picture of him up on my Instagram. And I got him on Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Oh, so he's a new baby.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the other day. So, have you been, like, really getting into any of the gossip or any of the things going on?
Yes. Okay, please, let's start with what I specifically was talking about months ago was going to happen, okay? And it happened. His ass is in jail, okay? Tekashi is in jail, okay? Takwachi is in motherfucking jail, all right? He got moved in the witness protection, okay? His ass already done put out and told the judge, he's not a blood. He's just affiliated. He ain't got shit to do with them. like, oh, what happened to all the shit you was just popping not too long ago? Motherfucker, I've been saying either this little boy gonna get shot or he going to jail. He's in jail, okay?
Looking crazy.
Oh, everybody's like, oh, he out of federal custody. People like, oh, he might be out on the street. No, he's in witness protection because the moment he is out on the streets, they're going to take his life, okay? He's in another, okay, facility in witness protection with some of them top dogs who's in witness protection too, okay? We're talking about ones that's in the mafia, ones that's in the cartels. We talk about them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers who's under lock and key, who, motherfucker, you got a goddamn skin, your goddamn asshole, just in order to go see the motherfuckers, them motherfuckers, okay? He in there with them.
Well, honey, we actually just got on our guest for today. We have Kim Cavalli on the line. Are you there, darling?
Hey, everyone.
Yes,
hey,
we are here. Welcome. So to everybody
who
you are, Kim Cavalli, you know, where you from and all the things.
I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, but I reside in South Florida. I am a trans hop artist, just trying to really get out there and, you know, let all of you hear my story, things I have to tell you all. So far, I've gotten a lot of love and everything, so I have a pretty good, you know, support system.
Thank you
so
for
y'all
coming
would definitely
on.
Be hearing a lot from me. Thank you. Thank you for having
yes.
me.
Definitely. So what inspired you to actually want to rap or, you know, make music?
I actually started out writing poetry.
Yes.
I sound so
poetry
proper.
Is great.
I actually started out writing poetry when I was in grade school. And then when I moved to Atlanta, I linked up with a friend of mine who is actually on his wings, DJ Karis. And we were playing around in my vision one day or whatever with beats and everything, and I just really started writing. And he's like, yeah, he was like, it's dope. He was like, it kind of feels like you've been rapping for a while. He was like, just now letting me hear you. And I was like, no, I just don't. I really was just afraid to let people hear my music or what I had to say. But it's been a little while.
But it's definitely about to pick up. I mean, you got some hot records. Your sound is dope.
You.
I mean, young, fresh. I mean, it's always, you know, just like anything that you begin, you got to kind of find your footing. And, like, really, it's all about marketing and branding and putting out a good product. So you got the product.
Right.
You just got to take it the rest of the way.
But you know what?
I've actually had some people that have helped me along my way, like Nikki Andro. She's been a really big help, and you, of course, and I've worked with a few others coming up. So everyone's kind of just, like, showed me love. I appreciate it.
Most of the dopest artists are poets at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Lauryn Hill, they're all poets at the end of the day. So it's like when you hear someone tell you, you know, they're a poet, you really want to, you know, listen to their story because it's interesting to hear how it's relayed.
Right.
Right.
And it's always different because everybody, of course, have a different story.
Mhm.
So what do you see yourself doing, like, in this business? Like, what do you see yourself being in 10 years?
Hopefully I will be, you know, still doing more with my music. In 10 years I will have a whole slew of, you know, material in the archive that everyone can just go and play and listen to, and I can take breaks and everything and, you know, maybe work on my own artist.
Yes. I think that would be amazing. We have to get into this first record. So we got Kim Cavalli, Nikki Andrew. This record is called Respect. So we about to play this. We are here. We got Kim Cavalli, Gossip and Hip Hop.
And
of our own Jersey.
Remember we was young, we used to run them streets, sneaking up, rolling up just to get a drink. 16 in the game and we did everything. Your mama told me I was ugly cause my hair was pink. Remember jamming to Destiny, child nigga, you was beat. Now you're so far away, I hate you had to leave. Still hear you laughing in my ears, I see you when I sleep. Ask the good Lord pretty please, can he do this one thing? Even though I'm not living right, can he save my seat? In case a hoe ass nigga pop me and they bury me. Cause life's a struggle when you're trading, trying to chase a dream. Sugar can turn to shit in seconds, shit ain't never sweet. Just hope when I die, all my bitches there to carry me. Don't let them wrap me up picking who I'm supposed to be. My words will tell my story, don't let them misgender me. Cause people hate what they don't understand, it's clear to see. My nigga Chris said, can be dope, go be all you can be. It felt so good to have somebody who believes in me. He said, you got the lyrics, tell your story on these beats. I know you're flying high with wings, it's watching over me. I'm dedicating this to you and everyone who dreams. Never give a fuck these haters, they don't know a thing. Black lives only matter when the shooter's white. I'm pretty sure the man who shot Pac wasn't white. Fuck these niggas, man, I'm trans, they don't fight for my life. They rather bash me and hate, call me a man out of spite. Fuck the world, I'ma be me until I fucking die. Won't break a fold, I won't shed a tear out my eyes.
December 26, it was the day of my death. But God had let me stick around so I could see what was left. Of course I knew I feel remorse if I just stared at my corpse. Feeling the repulse, I couldn't look past the torso. My killer took my purse with 50 bucks and I sell. I guess that was my worth, 50 bucks and a cell phone. I wasn't even happy while stuck in this hellhole. But still I never wanted to be struck on the way home. I wish I was still here so I could fuck up that a-hole. Fuck that bitch to buck up and then knock on his face off. The trans community didn't have a say-so on my funeral, so I got buried with male clothes. On Facebook I noticed many dumb decisions. Breaking the news that I had died was like a competition. And politicians put me out there like a home eviction and tried to use my name just to start a gun petition. I saw the killer on the news, his name is Brian. And while speaking to the crew, he started lying. So hypocritical, all these people typical, saying that he shot me out of anger cause he didn't know. And way too many people believe him. They say that he was right to kill me cause I deceived him. They're saying that they shouldn't convict him. They found a way to blame me and say he was the victim.
So that was Kim Cavalli and Nikki Andrew, Respect. What inspired that record? Hello, Kimmy.
Yes, I'm still here.
What inspired that record? What inspired Respect Me? Respect.
Well, as I mentioned before, DJ Karis was the first person to like actually like see my talents and want me to go further, and so I did that record in remembrance of him and my best friend who passed, you know, in this life and everything. So that's what inspired that record. And the whole
really
Black
amazing.
Lives Matter, the whole you know, misgendering thing that was going on, you know, this year with a couple of the girls that had passed in the community, like, really all of that inspired that record. Like, don't wrap me up. Don't pick who I'm supposed to be. Like, who you see is who you see
right.
In life and in death.
What'd your race say, Jersey?
I said the
way.
Be honest with you, it was dope, and I love how you're so like, don't put me in a box. Don't sit up here according to society, this is what I'm supposed to, this is how I'm supposed to act, this is how I'm supposed to dress, this is how I'm supposed to be. Like, no, I am me. As I present myself, who I am to you, accept me as I am. And don't sit up here and try to shit on me in the process.
Mm-hmm, right. And that's a big, you know, issue. It's a lot of issues when it comes to being a woman, period. But, you know, definitely being a trans woman has a whole new different set of issues on top of those issues. And, you know, it's definitely some things will be hopefully changed. And, you know, take everything a day at a time. And I really love that when that's what music is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about, it's supposed to reflect what's going on at the moment. You know, just like Marvin Gaye and all of them, Al Green, and, you know, they sung about, they made records about what was going on at the time. And that's what made the music so powerful and so, you know, real.
Right. They talked about it in a way that people listen. You know what I'm saying? They made a record in a way that people wanted to hear what they were saying.
Right.
And opposed to just
right.
You hear a song on the radio and you don't want to, you know, you quick to skip it because you're like, whatever. It's one of those songs where when it comes on, you want to continue to hear the message because you feel it so much.
Right. I didn't want that was my first single, and I didn't want my first single to be a made up story. Like, I actually wanted to give everyone a piece of my life and what I had been going through.
And you did that, definitely.
You did. You did.
So is there any other female rappers or rappers, period, that really, you know, that you dig or you love that inspired you coming up?
Well, y'all know I'm going to give a shout out to Kim.
Ow.
Ow.
The queen bee.
But, yeah, like, I'm definitely a diehard. I love Tupac and, you know, Wayne lyrically. My style, I think when I write a lot of my records, especially when it comes to a mixtape, like if I'm remixing songs, I definitely lean more towards, like, the Drakes and things like that. It's just more my speed, more my style.
Yeah, definitely being down in Florida, you have more that they have a certain sound down there, and so that should be a good influence as well on your music to kind of capture that
whole
essence.
Another world, okay? Florida is
right.
A whole another world. Like, Texas is a whole another world. California is a whole another world. New York is like Florida is like, you go out
right.
there, you like, oh my motherfucking God, especially Miami. You just like, oh, shit. Where the fuck have I been?
Right.
It's definitely another world here in Florida. I've never seen anything like it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. This is definitely home for me.
Speaking of Florida, we want to get into this next record that you have, which is really dope. It's a little more up-tempo. It's called Fishtails. So we're going to play that. We here. We got Kim Cavalli in the studio. Fishtails. Gossip and Hip Hop.
Mermaid Gang.
Let let me tell you the story about this bitch named Kim. She jumped up off the porch at 16, she ain't break no limbs. Had dreams of being fit, so yeah, she quickly learned to swim. Mermaid gang, we keep it icy, rocking diamond fins. If you think you cold as me, you better think again. I hold it down for all my bitches like some safety pins. I'm looking fancy like a vet, he wanna take a spin. He like the way I look and why he wanna slap some skin. I 95, my bundles blowing in the wind. These birds could never fuck with me, they never know my plans. I'm moving silent in these streets, they making racket, man. Got my girls with me, bitch, and we making plans. Got my bitches with me, yeah, we doing our thing. We only attend private parties on the fucking plane. 2K18, yep, baby, about to change the game. These hoes fucking for some loud and a pack of games.
I'm gonna crush a hoe. And I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch? You better get him, hoe. Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe. And I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch? You better get him, hoe.
Only loud dope, that shit help me cope. Meek bundles down my back, I'm warm like a coat. If it's a vacation, catch me on the boat. Always splashy, keep it drippy on these fucking hoes. If it's a problem, little bitch, keep it low. Treading lightly when you see me, my sharks on the coast. Jealous of my bags and my jewelry, ho. Switch up the weave every 2 weeks, keep it bougie, yo. 3 years with my nigga, why you mad, ho? Yours was a package overnight and your marriage a joke. Claiming I'm a bully, we ain't kids, though. Out here claiming that you mother, but you hatin', ho. Why these hoes mad? Why these hoes mad? Cause I'm switching up Giuseppe's just to match the bag. See me in the streets, Miss Chanel swag. Catch me on the pole, Miss Chanel bag.
Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe. And I get the dough when I hit the pole. South Florida queen, make a hoe know. Is that your nigga, bitch? You better get him, hoe. Everywhere I go, I'm known to crush a hoe.
Yes, that was Kim Cavalli, Fishtails. I believe it was produced by Nicki. No, it wasn't produced by Nicki Andrew. Why do I think everything's produced by Nicki Andrew? Who produced that record?
It's not fire.
Yeah, because, you know, I said that to Nicki. I was like, I really love the beat that you made. She's like, girl, that's not my beat. I posted the record. And she had inboxed me and was like, oh, I didn't produce that record. Because at first I put produced by Nicki Andrew. And
yeah,
so I had to go
and edit it. It was S.I. Fire production.
Right.
She did all my mix and mastering, though.
Yeah, she did. And she's a
And T.S. Baby Mama did my back vocals on my hook.
Yeah, I really could hear her at the end. I can hear her coming in a whole lot more at the end of the
record. Shout out to T.S. Baby Mama. Thank you for that.
Definitely. I love T.S. Baby Mama. That's my love.
Damn.
So is there anything you want to tell everyone before we get off the air? Anything you want to tell
everyone?
What's going on? What happened, Jared?
Everyone, I'm actually working on my EP. It's called Sink or Swim. So that'll be coming out probably the beginning of 2019. I should be ready with that. I'm actually working on a new track with a reband called Get the Bag. So be looking out for that. I got a lot of shit going on.
I love it. I like that album title. What was that you were ready to say, Jersey?
Is it what?
I thought Jersey was trying to say something.
Nothing.
I don't know. I have these new headphones, and it's like, I swear,
It feels so weird.
Hopefully,
I can't
I'll
girl,
have a collab coming really soon.
Jamaica, okay? That is where I'm at in my mind. Jamaica. Okay, I'm Bob Marley the fuck up right now.
Well, we all, how do we know? We're very familiar with all of, with Bob and the Marleys.
Very familiar.
Oh, but before we go, Kim, let everybody know, like, where to follow you at, like, where they can find you on social medias and all the things.
You can follow me on Instagram, Kim Queen Elizabeth, at Kim Queen Elizabeth. You can follow me on Snapchat, iCoach, Facebook, Kim Elizabeth Wilson. That's pretty much all my social links. You can't have the other ones unless you're nasty. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Well, we definitely,
you know,
thank you for coming
have
on.
All people sliding to your being like, hey, girl. Ew.
Okay, trying to get that out of sight.
Thank you.
But thank you so much for coming on, and we do look forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Thank you.
And,
for
you know,
me.
Definitely wish you the best of luck. And as always, we got Ms. Member O, Jersey. And Chemical Valley, and this is Gossip and Hip Hop.
My main gang, Ruby Royal ENT. Hold it down.
Hope. One day at a time, two days at a time for me. Help you get through it. Real life block shit, we in here. Pop a wop in the daytime. That's that block life. Live life, cause I remember that box life. Hey, damn, wishing on a star. And I just hope I come home, even if I'm hard. Might get down here and do the same thing. Rob a nigga for the same chain. Cause I'm going through the same thing. And to make it worse, my mom's died. My mom's is all I had, so you know I died when my mom's died. That ain't make it easier. That just made me greasier. And I'm out here getting crazier. Pop a wop and get dangerous. You know, hot, that's my brother, so he riding for the both of us. Ain't nightly on go, go, go. My mind is really gone, so I don't really know, no, no. The rights from the wrongs, and it's just a low blow, though. But I've been fucking on bro, low ho. And hell no, but what's a low blow, though? When life is short, when you got the bull in your court, and you just following your heart. Sunny days turn into rain, all I know is pain. Since my mama died, I ain't been the same shit, I'm really changing. It's a life lesson, so tell me how I'm supposed to count blessings. When they took my heart, so every day I sin. Beat a nigga in his chin, make him feel the pain that I feel within. Silly grin, you know I'm going away. I've been real all my life, these other niggas play pretend. We like, bruh, tell me how the fuck you scared. Been living in the same city since forever, yes. Been rolling with the same hoodie since my brother dead. We can't make it for real till it got real. Then 10% your bill is half a mil. So you got no choice but to sit back, relax and chill. Think about it, was it really worth that feel? Was it really worth that drill? Tell me, Duke, was it really real? Was it really worth that kill? Was it really worth your life in the county? No visits, no court, no bail, no mail. Was it really worth that cell? Was it really worth that cell? Was it really worth that cell? Tell me, was the beef really real? Still screaming free, man. Sometimes I stay awake, my nigga. Sometimes my own sleeping days. So I just lay in the days, my nigga. In the days. That's what happens when life hits. You know it's crazy when you trust a bitch. You fuck with her cause she real, then you find out that she just a bitch. The man telling you that he a hit, and somehow, some way she failed to mention that shit. Now he got some hate up in his blood, claiming he don't fuck with her, but she don't really fuck with him. This nigga all up in love, threw my dick all in the dirt. Must have got his feeling hurt. Tell me, was it worth a bitch in a skirt? Was it really worth that dirt? Was it really worth? Was it really worth your face on a motherfucking shirt? Was it really worth that dirt? They throw my dick in the dirt.
and whipping the sauce, whipping and cooking the sauce. Cooking and whipping the sauce, flipping and cooking the sauce.
But it don't fall.